B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So, curious as to what we're, you know, if we're going to jump on and the Flyers become a thing. You know how it works, where there is a great book by Malcolm Gladwell called The Tipping Point. And it's when something tips to the masses. And I'm trying to figure out, and basically that's my thesis for today. I'm trying to figure out, will the Flyers capture the imagination of everyone? The Sixers could have, but I just don't know that Brett Brown. And I feel bad. I do what I hate this. I hate it. I hate it. I'm hoping that he comes to his senses and just ditches this idea of Simmons off the ball.
I need to grow a bomber.
Right? I'm praying that Brett just, this is just toying and he's still trying to toy. These games don't really matter. So he's just kind of toying for the playoffs, seeing what he had with Shake. At some point, don't you abandon the Shake concept?
If it doesn't work again today, where one of your two best players, which is Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, I know, you know, Tobias Harris has been playing well, but ultimately you would like to say that your best players are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. If it's the third game now in the bubble where Ben Simmons looks lost because of it, you might have to consider it. And it's not like he's looked lost and the Sixers have won two great games, right? Yeah,
they've played slop teams.
And he's looked lost. And they're 1-1.
And he's looked horrible. He's looked the worst I've seen him in a couple years. Those two games, go back and look at him. He was terrible.
Yep.
He got lit up by a nobody. I mean, let's be real. I mean, come on. You can't allow a nobody to drop 50 on you. Right?
Yeah, you're Ben Simmons. He's TJ Warren. Like, come on.
You can't allow a nobody. Again, this is nothing against TJ Warren. I liked him in NC State. He could score a little bit with Phoenix, but before he went to Indiana. But he's not a guy that should score 50 on you ever.
Yeah, it's almost like... I think he's a better basketball player than Jared Dudley. But remember last year during the playoffs when somebody asked Ben Simmons about Jared Dudley? And he was like, come on, man. It's Jared Dudley.
Right.
That's what he should be like. Come on, man. It's TJ Warren.
Right.
But no, TJ Warren put up 50 against you.
Right. And you can't say anything. And so he's kind of a mess. Now you playing a dog meat Wizards team. I mean, you got nobody playing on this team. You're going to go up against my man Ish, right? You're playing Ish. I mean, you gotta get things right. You got to get things right. But I digress because I'm wondering if the Flyers thing can become a big deal. But they have the recipe. Can hockey... in a bubble, in Toronto, in August, can it transcend? Is my biggest question.
It's interesting that you bring up the August thing, too, because I saw that you put out a tweet on at Anthony L. Gargano during the break, and a guy named Chuck responded to you and said, I just can't get into hockey, especially in August.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah, but what if the Flyers are playing well? Is it because it's because it's August.
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
So it's funny. I'm at Sunday, right? I got mocked by friends of mine. So Sunday, three of my friends are sending a text. They're going around. And they're talking about the golf tournament. Are you ready? They're talking about the golf tournament. And I go, I got to find the Axel tag.
What, this past Sunday?
Yes. It wasn't even a major.
Yeah. My father-in-law, I was with them. He ended up putting it on after the Flyers game, though. They were talking about it during the Flyers game?
Yeah, so listen.
Come on.
So listen to this. These are my friends, right? It's Boo and Tooch and Vinny. They're texting.
Right next door to Tooch at the time.
Right. They're texting me. And they're texting, and then I'm somehow attached into this conversation. You know, sometimes people you get involved. So I say, they're talking about, they're going all in on this golf, on the golf tournament. Now, listen, I like golf too. I do. I enjoy the golf tournaments. I really do. But not, you know, I like the majors, right?
Yes.
The majors are fine. Oh, here we go. So they start talking about this whole course. And I went, they're talking about Ricky Fowler. And I go, Fowler, I'm not involved in the conversation. And I go, anybody watch the Flyers? Bleeping golf. Here's Boo. Who?
That's a violation.
And then Tooch ignores me.
That's a violation.
And talks about Justin Thomas. And then Vinny says, they make ice in August? Boo.
Oh, man.
Is Lindros still playing? Tooch. Hexie and Nets? Vinny, let's meet up at Rexy's and watch the game. Then they sent me a Peter Puck thing.
You're just getting beat up in the group text.
They're crushing me.
For watching the Flyers.
And then they go, has it really been 45 years since they won the Stanley Cup?
And see, now here, this is why.
And that was the end of the conversation.
This is
then
why.
Then they resumed talking about the golf tournament.
This is why the diehard Flyers fans get all angry. You know, their backs up against the wall. And I feel for them because they always get ripped, right? But here's the thing. The Flyers are winning. It's not like this is that weird stretch with Hakstol where they had 10-game losing streaks. Yeah, this is a legit team, a contending team. You can't go low-hanging fruit jokes at the Flyers now.
I know.
You can't give me who.
Who? They go, they give me the Rexies. I directed the whole thing. And I felt, and they were mocked. I was getting mocked. I was getting mocked by my own friends. Calling me Peter Puck. What in the world?
Now, I'm going through some of the responses to your tweet because you asked for the non/fringe hockey fans to check in about the Flyers. And Andrew tweets in, I'm more excited for the Flyers than the Eagles right now, which is crazy. Now, I get it because we're currently in the Flyers season or in the Flyers playoff run. But at least there's some excitement coming in.
Thank God. I need to get back to when there was real excitement about that team.
Here's a nope response. Here's a not interested response.
Wow. Nobody cares. Is it just the core?
It can't be.
Dude, I remember being that there's in the 20 years that I've been doing this, right? There was probably a handful of moments. Early on, the first year was 2000. You remember that was the Devil series? It was probably, you were a little kid. It was the Devil series.
Yeah, I was rocking my way too big Lindros jersey at the
right.
time.
And that was Stevens. You remember the whole story, right? But they were huge Flyers. I mean, we talked enormous. We talked enormous Flyers. Then 2010, enormous Flyers during that whole run. Actually, 04, in the midst of that was in the midst of Eagles. We still talked 04 because that was the year they lost to the Lightning.
Yeah, they get conference finals, or is that?
Yeah, it was a great series, a great run, you know. And but people were into it, and is it because it's been so long that this city has lost that soul of because there was. It was bigger. I'm sorry, it was big.
Well, is it more so just because they haven't been in it, like? Again, I go back to the Red October thing in 08 with the Phillies. I mean, it was read all over the place from 2007 to 11. And since then, you barely hear people talk about the Phillies. Is it kind of like that? I don't want to say the term front runner, but is it kind of like, all right, when they're on the top of our mind, that's what we talk about them?
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Because the Eagles can go 3-13.
I'm expecting, like, there was a time in this city where people would decorate their houses, their bay windows.
Yeah. With the team logos.
Yes.
I don't know. Eagles can go 3-13, and you're still going to get run on them, right? You're still going to, everybody's going to want to talk about them. Even if it's an expected 3-13 year, not like a shocking 3-13 year.
I mean, I don't know. I'm curious because I like to tap into what people are thinking and what they're feeling because I love the emotional roller coaster. And we're on one with the Sixers.
Big time.
And but we're on a high with the Flyers. And here are these are my friends. And listen, they're mocking me because they're breaking my balls, but they're not interested. Let me go to Kenny in the Northeast. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kenny!
Cuz, what's up, bro?
What's going on, bro? What's happening?
The universe has an assassin called Karma. He was killing Shake. But listen.
Wait, I told you these games don't count. Wait a second, Ken. What do you mean Karma?
Yo, he was killing Shake. No points. And then what'd he do? He won the game.
He stinks.
I'm saying,
let me just tell you.
No doubt. We do. We admit. He stinks. We admit. I'm just joking.
Good. Because I got worried. I was like,
Kenny's not.
He's not for real, is he?
No, come on, man. Shake Milton, dog. You come to my jersey with Shake Milton jersey. You getting kicked out. Yo, listen. But I told you, these games, we throwing them, man. That's why Ben looks like this. But I bet Brett. Envision what Shake did, hit that shot for Ben. When they double teamed Joel, he wants Ben to hit that open shot because Tobias is guarded, everybody else is guarded, but Ben will not take that. And the Guardians of the Bay Galaxy is getting on my nerves. Barbershop talk, they're killing me. He's getting stir fried.
Kenny, this is why you're great. Because the defenders of the Ben Galaxy. That's such a great line. That's a brilliant line.
But they can't mess with the wok, though. He's getting stir fried with the hot sauce, hot mustard, and the soy sauce.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
I gotta ask you a question. What's up, bro?
Would you get in on Flyers?
Would I get in what?
Would you get in on the Flyers?
Hell yeah, I love the Flyers.
I don't sense the buzz, you know what I'm saying? And somebody like you, who's a terrific sports guy, I want to feel it. You know what I mean? Thank you, Kenny. Kenny's got
a business to take care of.
Kenny's the best, though. Kenny does make me laugh.
Yes, he does.
I mean, Ben was in a wok.
With the hot sauce and all.
And the hot mustard and the soy sauce. He has been in a wok. And he's in a wok because he don't have the ball in his hands. How about Taste of Cake Dom? He says, you're saying this about Ben, who was the Sixers' most consistent player this year, and now he's Forrest Gump.
Wow.
He does look like Gump. He's played like Gump.
Oh, Gump returned a kick return for a touchdown for Alabama.
But he's played like Gump. Has it? Right?
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Sure. And no, it's not good. And I think it's ever since the ball has been out of his hand.
But you see what we just did, right? We talked to Kenny, and I go, yeah, you know the Flyers? Yeah, I like the Flyers. But that was it.
All right, here's the response that you're probably looking for. This was tweeted at you and the station at 975 The Fanatic. It's from Jim Gallagher. Have always been a fringe fan with the Flyers and typically start to pay attention come playoff time. That being said, I watched the game last week versus Boston, and I've been pulled in. I just recognize that they're better coached and disciplined than the Sixers and have a much better team with higher expectations than the Phillies.
I love it, Jimmy. I love it.
So they're the team that brings you the most hope right now. And I don't see why people wouldn't get behind that.
Right, but you get what I'm saying. Now, maybe the playoffs haven't begun. This is still the round robin part. portion of this thing, and they're not in a series, and
right.
that can alter things a bit. But I'm waiting for the groundswell.
Well, I get, like, we've been talking about the round robin tournament, you and I, and, you know, you think whoever's in front of you should just play them, and it doesn't matter about seeding and all that kind of stuff. But if the Flyers do win the round robin tournament, and they're now the one seed, doesn't that make it even more exciting for people? Like, I get it. It's a weird round robin tournament. You asterisks, no asterisks, whatever. They're the top seed going into the playoffs. Wouldn't people get really behind that? Like, oh my God, the Flyers are the top seed going into the playoffs for the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, except the reason why we're asking, if this is a normal situation and it's springtime and there wasn't a break in the season, I'm sure there would be a different feeling surrounding it. But we're in August and everything is upside down, right? Like, think about training camp. I was going to talk about, I got a training camp note about how I miss training camp. It, going to Lehigh and that whole thing. Now this year is a mess. You know, who knows what's going to happen. So you couldn't have training camp. But I think about it, and today's date is August the 5th, right? It's August the 5th. And they're technically not even in training camp because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But it's August. August is training camp time, right?
Yeah. I don't get that excited for training camp. Like, I'm excited football is almost back, but I'm not, like, especially now with hockey and basketball around, I'm paying 100% more on that than training camp. I don't care about 7-on-7s that much. I get excited when the first video comes out of Carson throwing it downfield.
Dude, everybody loves training camp.
I like it. I like the first video when Carson throws it downfield, and then I'm like, all right.
Yeah, but everybody
let me see some hits.
Come on, don't act like nobody cares about camp in this town.
I'm not saying people don't care.
We would count down the days for training camp.
Yeah, but it's different ever since they left Lehigh. Because people could actually go to camp and watch with their own eyes.
Yes, I agree. It's different. But you're going to tell me that over the past 5 years, since they moved to Lehigh with Doug, or with Chip Kelly, they moved to NovaCare from Lehigh, that ever since then, people, they still, oh, what's Jeff McClain tweeting, and what's Tim McManus tweeting, and videos, and like, we're following this stuff.
I think people get excited for the first week, and then it's like, all right, when's the first game? I really do. I really think people get excited for the first week because it's the sign that football is coming back. And then once that first week of camp comes to an end, now you're just sort of waiting until at least preseason week one. Or for some people, you just wait till preseason week three because that's when you see the starters for a half. I don't think there's that same emotion when it comes to training camp anymore. So hearing a text, I miss training camp, I go, huh, okay.
Yeah, well, I sent that to you and you were like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I miss football. I miss football.
No, but camp. Like, I missed the excitement around camp. It was a big deal. Then all of a sudden, camp doesn't matter. Everything's upside down. The whole world's upside down. The whole world is upside down right now.
Now, what I don't get
is August, and I get no excitement. First of all, the Flyers are a cup contender.
Yes.
And we're looking. They're going to play the Capitals tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And I got nothing. I got mocked by my friends. Mocked by my friends.
Yeah, you got to.
They're watching golf. Again, Justin Thomas. Really? They're watching golf. I got Brett Brown taking the ball out of Simmons' hands. And all of a sudden, nobody cares about training camp. What the hell is going on? Everything's upside down.
Topsy-turvy.
My world is completely upheaval. And on top of everything, the Phillies are playing 7-inning doubleheaders. Are you kidding me?
It did take it off the books, by the way. The Phillies were plus 132. I tried to make my bet. I'm taking Wheeler, but they took it off.
This is terrible, Andrew. There's nothing real. What's real? Help me. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with the Tunis. Talk to you guys coming up next. Hey, let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we? Yeah. DraftKings Sportsbook. Oh, here we go. Golf's first major, Tunis. It's this weekend. The PGA Championship. The golfers are headed to San Francisco to tee off and compete for the crown. DraftKings puts you on the course. America's top-rated sportsbook app to celebrate golf's first major of the year. DraftKings Sportsbooks offering special odds and promotions all weekend long. And all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook is boosting your profits by 30%. All you got to do is opt in and place a bet. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including player props, day-by-day action, even hole-by-hole live betting. As football season is clear in our sights, yeah, DraftKings, even though Tunis doesn't care about training camp, DraftKings Sportsbook has rolled out a season-long football pick'em pool. $2 million in prizes up for grabs. Make your picks. Watch the games unfold. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe, secure, reliable betting app. You can deposit, withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated Sportsbook app now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for a limited time. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code FANATIC when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:30. Oh, can't wait till tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Flyers and Capitals tomorrow. And on the call, man, I love him. I love our guy. I love what he does during all those broadcasts, the pre, the post, setting it all up, breaking it all down. He's one of the best. Do me a favor, Sags and CD Dan and Vinny and Colby, everybody sit tight because on the line with us is one of my favorite guys, Chris Therrien, Bundy, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bundy!
Yo, cuz, yeah, we're two of the three guys that actually have a burger at Ponzio's named after us. So you know what? That goes, you don't have that, you haven't lived life, my brother.
One of the great, the Bundy Burger, baby, is always the best. you know what's funny? I was just talking about the run in 2010. And what a great time. We were hanging out, me, you, Jason, and the whole crew. It was so much fun, man.
It was. And, you know, that was really the last special time, I think, that we've had in terms of a playoff run. And 10 years ago, Anthony, that's unbelievable you say that because it feels like it was like 3 weeks ago. You know, we're in Chicago. Yeah. It's just a dynamic atmosphere both here in Philly and in the Windy City at the time, and it's been an interesting decade, really, until the Flyers have gotten back here. And I know we're going down the rabbit hole with this team this year, but this has been the best Flyers team, the way they've come together since that last run in 2010.
And I want to ask you, because, you know, look, we all believe that they're real, and this is just the beginning of something real special. What makes them right now? What has been in your, having covered this team all season, seeing under Alain Vigneault, and then now the restart, they come in and they don't miss a beat. What's been the biggest thing? Is it heart? Is it the depth? What do you think it is?
Well, there's three things I always look at in terms of when you have a team that you want to see a like how they evolve and how they become a unit. The first thing is coaching, and it, I'm not putting this in any order, but what happened to the Flyers this year was the coaching element became a major factor. And Alain Vigneault was able to take his staff and have the players buy in. Because let's face it, and again, there's a lot of honesty in this. They clearly were not buying in the previous 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just however long it was. You're in the playoffs, you lose the first round, maybe you miss the playoffs, and nobody was really talking Flyers hockey at the level that we are again now. So the coaching, he gets everyone to buy in, the leadership group. The next thing you have to have is to build that chemistry and then have everybody start to believe in what you are and who you are. And that's a huge turnover from the coach to the leadership group. And all those leaders, the guys that have either evolved or are still here, guys like Couturier, Konechny, Provorov, have had to take a bigger bite of the apple than they had in the past because and this is not a slight against Claude Giroux, but if Claude Giroux is your best player and the focal point of your team at this stage, you're not going to win a Stanley Cup. That's the fact of life. And maybe someone would say, oh, that's not right, but that's just the reality of the phase of sports.
Sure.
So the younger guys have to become a part of it, and then the older guys are still the biggest piece of the puzzle because they're the ones that are given the directives. The third thing is goaltending. And you mentioned it with Hart. I can't understate the importance of having a guy that gives you a chance when maybe those nights your team just doesn't give you a chance. And that's when you need your goaltender to give you a little life. Give you an example. First period the other day against the Bruins, on Sunday. I thought Boston had a great opening 20 minutes.
Yeah.
The difference in the final score of that game is the first period that Carter Hart had when his mates weren't quite there yet. They came in the second and third period, but that to me is a big difference. Those three things, coaching, chemistry, goaltending, you can do an awful lot with it. It's really, really hard to combine them, Anthony, all at once, and that's what the Flyers have done this year, and that's what I've seen through one exhibition game and one round-robin game, and that's a great sign.
Yeah, you know, and it was interesting because he took the life out of the Bruins, and then even when the game was out of hand, you could see that Boston just wanted to feel good, right? I think I think Bush even said it on the broadcast that they wanted to feel good, right? So you got, you know, Pasta Man and Marchand and Bergeron, and they're trying to get one. They pulled the goalie, they had the power play, they pulled the goalie, and still he stoned them, and he frustrated them, and I think all those moments add up. And I think you're seeing a team, and you've achieved in this league. You understand about confidence, and they just seem like a really confident team.
They are, and that to me has been the part all year. I forgot. I mean, there's been a lot of great additions too that Chuck Fletcher acquired last summer. Niskanen, Braun, Hayes. I mean, really, really quality pieces. But the emergence of the young guys has been a story.
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry has been just so, so good. But again, to recreate, I think the worst part about what they're going through right now and being in the bubble is the fact that Philadelphia was so unbelievable for the home games this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it felt like some nights you just weren't going to lose. That's the worst part of this whole bubble thing. I think the NHL's done a great job in terms of giving it a look. I mean, it's odd when you see it overhead, you just see two teams and then nobody in the stands, but covering it up, I think they've done a good job. And when you talk to a couple players inside the bubble, from here in South Jersey. And, you know, they say they've done a really good job, the NHL, in terms of how the look is. But again, I just like the way the Flyers are playing. And if you have that kind of chemistry and camaraderie that they clearly have right now, it doesn't matter where you play or who you play in front of.
Chris Terry and Bundy with us on the Comcast Business Hotline as we break down little Flyers. And I'm curious, I mean, they're four lines deep now. I mean, They're three defensive. They're so good top to bottom. I think that's the thing that really surprised me. That's what you'd bring up with the influx of the young talent, like Pitlick, right? Like kid like that, like Myers.
Pitlick's another,
you know?
Yeah, Myers, Sandlin. I mean, these are other guys. I mean, and you know, it's funny when you have a team that's like that. You know, you hope you have as many guys locked in under contract because, you know, you take the one thing year to year, you can't ever recreate or have the same semblance of whatever you built the year before. You think you just flip a switch. It usually comes from your core players, but I think that's where the excitement level is for this team. You mentioned Pitlick, Myers, those guys. You know, if you look at Chicago, yeah, they had a lot of great players at the top with Kane and Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith at the time, Seabrook. But really, it was a lot of those depth guys at the time who were depth players that ended up becoming stars in their own right in other places, like Andrew Ladd, Dustin Buffett.
Yeah.
We're all part of that Chicago team that won.
Right.
They went on elsewhere to have great careers. So this is really unique that there is this much depth, Anthony, up and down the lineup and through the defense corps and goaltending. This is a team I think that's set up for a run for quite a few years. It's a matter of just trying to get that first one under your belt and taking it one day at a time, I think, has really suited this team best.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you brought up the young guys, and one of the guys I love, because, you know, Raffle, who had been playing really well, gets hurt, and, you know, Farabee's coming in, and I love Farabee, man. I think he's got just tremendous ability. And it's like, boom, all of a sudden, and you brought up Chuck Fletcher, and look at Grant. That was a big addition. Thompson was a big addition.
Yep. I don't see them. I don't see a hole for in any of the respective forward positions. I just don't see a hole where everybody's slotted.
Yeah.
You know, Thompson's a fourth line. The Raffle injury, that hurts. You know, I think AV had a choice before the game one, whether it was going to be Raffle or Farabee. He liked Lawton at the wing a little bit more than he did at center, so I kept Thompson into the lineup. But I think when you look at it, I mean, that Raffle's a bigger body. He can skate. Great guy in the room. But really, when you're going to have injuries, other teams have had them, it's a next man up mentality. And Farabee got a lot of games under his belt this year. Some of them were highly successful, and some of them he looked like a rookie. Those are the natural progressions of a young player, and I look forward to seeing the energy that he brings into the game tomorrow.
Buddy, who are you most worried about in the conference?
In the conference, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay ball is to me is the scariest team. Their skill level is extremely high. Boston's a good team too. Don't get me wrong. They came in here. The Flyers had won 9 in a row back in March. They came in here and played a dynamite game with Tuukka Rask in nets and beat the Flyers 2-0 to snap that skid before we went on hiatus for 4.5 months. So there are good teams. I mean, those four teams at the top, they're the four best teams in the conference.
Yeah.
I would say the sneaky Pete on the outside would probably have to be Pittsburgh again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they get out of Montreal, they're just, you know, anytime you got Sidney Crosby on your team, you got stuff to worry about.
Yeah.
There's other teams playing well too, though, because you got Carolina.
They're
playing well.
Yeah.
The New York Islanders are playing really well. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, and it's a matter of just staying in the moment and trying to not worry about what's ahead of you, but what's presented in front of you. And I think that's really one thing that Vigneault has done a great job with his team.
Chris Therrien with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. I love what the NHL's done. And they had staggered the games out of the bubbles, out of the two bubbles, and you get all the games on television. It's been a lot of fun, man. I think they've done it the right way.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, listen, I didn't know what to expect. And I'll be honest with you, Anthony. I would say a month ago, I was still like, how are they going to do this? I wasn't sure. But the bubble appears to be the answer for both the NBA and the National Hockey League. It looks like they've done it right. The players seem to be focused and disciplined. That's an issue. You know, I don't think when you look at baseball, and we're both baseball guys too, but pretty clear that the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals were out on the town somewhere.
Yeah.
And these things happen. I may have been a guilty party at one time myself.
Never.
But anyway, the bubble is not as much trouble as the outside world.
That's
so that's
right.
Pretty good.
Hey, take us into your world for tomorrow. What's Bundy got going on?
Tomorrow's a busy day. The Flyers will have a pregame live on NBC Sports starting at 3 p.m. The game was, I'll be on again with Katie Emmer, regular broadcast.
Love
tomorrow.
It.
Bill Jackson and Taron Hatcher will have that. Also, though, Anthony, interesting because the game was to be determined for so long, It's now a four p.m. start on NBC Sports Philadelphia. And anybody looking to supplement that broadcast can go to philadelphiaflyers.com/playoffs. That's philadelphiaflyers.com/playoffs to supplement the broadcast. So big day. We'll have a post game after and intermissions, and looking forward to game two of the round robin. I think tomorrow the Capitals Flyers will renew some haste and some nastiness in that one. Anytime Tom Wilson's in a game like that, you're going to be there'll be some fireworks. I think tomorrow will be a good game.
I love it. I'll be with you, Bundy. You're the best, man. We love you, buddy.
Thanks, pal. Love you guys too. Appreciate you having me on.
There he
is. Have a great week.
You too, pal. Go Flyers. There he is, Bundy. On the Comcast Business Hotline. He's a fun guy, man. Bundy's great.
Love the go Flyers at the end there.
Yeah, how about that?
Love that.
How about that as a punctuation?
Well, you know you need it.
Yes!
And after Shake at the three, you can hear your shake.
It's like Gabriel said on a text board. As a kid, I stood on the corner with my friends in Flyers gear while holding up Let's Go Flyers signs when they went to the Cup Finals. We'd get people driving by all day honking and yelling. It was the greatest. I love that kind of unity. That's some.
I think it comes back. If they make a legit run, I think it comes back.
All right. Well, I got something to the contrary coming up.
Awesome.
To share with you. But first, let's go to Sags. He's on the beach in Ocean City. Sagaroo.
What's going on, Ann? How you doing?
How you been, Sagaroo?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. We moved down here full-time now. I'm laying on the beach. I'm trying not to become a buffet for these great white sharks out here. You know what I mean? They see me, man. They see food for a week.
That's a lot of good again.
That's it. So listen, brother.
I know the feeling, bro. It's great to hear from you, man.
Listen, brother. Your boys are way out of line. I think that they should be made to reapply for their 4-for-4 cards.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Let me tell you why I love this team. You know, for the last how many years, you see a puck go into the corner. There's no way the Flyers were going to come out with it. Now, when a puck goes in the corner, they're like crazed animals. They're like hungry wolves. They are. With the loose puck, and this team's got some heart, and that's why I love this team. Now,
and they got talent, Sags. They got speed and youth and talent.
You know what's great? When they get a breakout out of their zone, they got so much speed. No more dumping in and chase.
Yeah.
No more muckers and grinders. Yeah. They caught up with the whole NHL.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I'm about the Eagles, you know.
Well, you're an old ball coach.
And, you know, because of the disjointed training camp, I'm not excited yet. You know, I'm like, wait and see. I can't wait for the games, you know. And the Sixers, well, you know I'm out on the Sixers. I could care less. I will never watch another NBA game as long as I live.
I gotta get you over, man.
I gotta win you over.
I hear you. I gotta win you. I'm gonna try, Sagaroo.
I gotta try. Listen, take care of yourself. Stay safe. God bless you.
You too, Sags. You too. Love you, buddy.
I'll see you later. All right, Kunis, take it easy, brother.
There he is. The Sags, one of the great old ball coaches at Camden High.
Offensive line, I think.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, O-line. Yeah. Yeah. He was big time. Legendary coach. There was a lot about the game. Tremendous.
I'm sure he does. By the way, speaking of football, this is from Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic. She covers college football. The NCAA has told members per source, quote, if 50% or more of eligible teams in a particular sport in a division cancel or postpone their fall season, there will be no NCAA fall championship in that sport. Now, of course, that includes football. And UConn was the latest team to bail out.
They're the first, you know, Division I big team, to big program to pull out. Come on. I mean, you can't play college football.
I don't think so.
They got to move it to the spring. Figure out what to do. It's 1 year. Move it to the spring.
I mean, these kids aren't getting paid, and they're expected to just go out there and play.
No, it's absurd. It really is. Hey, since we're on the subject of the virus because of college football, let me just say this. I got a really, really good friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, who has it. And he's in the hospital right now. He got the virus. He's in the hospital, in dead shape, great shape. Runs 10 miles a day, in great shape. He's got the virus. He's had an awful 3 weeks. He's got blood clots in his lungs. And thank God, I think we're out of the woods and, he's going to be okay. I'm not going to say his name, but I love him. And he's got this thing and it's real. And I only bring it up to you guys because I know sometimes we get into this, false kind of feeling that everything's okay. You got to be diligent. You got to stay diligent. You got to watch yourself, protect yourself, wear your mask. It's no joke. He's had a fever for 3 weeks. Yesterday was the first day he didn't have a fever in 3 weeks. He said to me that he could not breathe, that he was hallucinating because, I guess, no oxygen getting to his brain.
Yeah.
All right? So it's not a joke. It's not made up. It's very real. Let's go to Vinny. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vin!
Cuz, how are you, man?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, brother?
How's the angel?
Everybody's good, man. Kids good, are healthy, buddy. Thank God, figuring out what we're going to do about school. Hey, man, good to hear your friends too, doing better. That's what it's all about, man. It's just try to get people healthy and keep everybody safe. So it's funny, man. You were talking about your group text with your boys. I got one too, and we got a wet blanket in ours too. This guy just has to trash everything. He trashes Bryce, trashes Carson. He's like our Randy Quaid from Major League 2. You know what I mean? He's
yes.
The shirt on.
There's always that guy.
Everyone has that guy.
Yes. Yes. You know what I mean? True.
So it made me laugh as I'm driving. I was like, this is ridiculous. It's every 4-for-4 group has one of these things.
How about it? I read you that they took turns throwing darts at me.
It's ridiculous. I get it constantly, too, because of my Wentz love and my Bryce love. Yes. They always get me for that, too. Couple quick things. One, I am a fringe Flyer guy. I won't pretend to be a huge hockey fan. As far as the 4-for-4, they're definitely fourth on my list. But, I was kind of getting sucked in the beginning of the year before the shutdown. And I'm not going to lie. I was at my mother-in-law's on Sunday by the pool. I had the game on my phone, streaming on Hulu Live, because I wanted to see what was going on. I mean, I think it's I think they're the best coach team in the city right now.
Yes.
I think they're the deepest team we got in a long time. And the one thing that this team has that past Flyers teams haven't is good goaltending. I mean, it's really hard if he can do this going forward. They're going to be something to be reckoned with for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that it's something that is going to last, right? Just think it's going to last.
I agree. And real quick, just about the Sixers.
Yeah.
I'm done with the shake thing at point guard. I've had enough for multiple reasons. I think he gives you more coming off the bench. Maybe we don't see Neto as much if you bring Shake off the bench to handle the ball. I'd rather see Fibo in the starting lineup, especially with the lack of defensive presence through the first couple games. Put the kid on the floor, have him lock somebody down. Let's just do something. I mean, today with the Wizards, they should maul this team.
They should annihilate them, yes.
But I'm waiting to see somebody with a career high in something, bench points, whatever. And that sucks because, I'm a huge Sixer guy, and it breaks my heart that these first two games have laced me with nothing but fear and trepidation for the rest of this bubble.
I know, brother. I know. I feel the same way, man.
I'm saying that. I'm all hyped up. And, Andrew, I want the song, man. Can you give me the song?
Give that man the song. I think he was talking Sixers song.
I was talking a Sixers song, but there we go.
There we go. Feels good to listen to it. Thank you, Vinny.
You guys are the best, man. Be safe.
Thanks, buddy. Actually feels good.
This is my favorite one. By far.
Yeah, you love that song.
Yeah, I'm in.
Your Voracek, you're a little Jake.
If the Flyers win tomorrow, which I'm sure they will, I'm playing that throughout my house.
Do it. I like it. Here we go. Sixers today. Let me check my Park Sportsbook app. The Sixers are a 10.5-point favorite over the Bradley Beal-less Wizards. And they're a terrible team. They're just awful. Awful. So Sixers favored by 10.5 on the Parks app. It's a monster number. But again, can the Sixers should win by 20. But let's see how their defense is. Each game, the Sixers have, each of the two games have gone over. And if you go back to March, the last 8 Sixer games have gone over the posted total. 231.5, Chunas, is today's total. There's a great matchup tonight, the Lakers and Thunder. The Lakers, a 6-point favorite. Don't forget on the Parks app, you got hockey all day long today. Penguins minus 180 in game 3 of their best of 5 series. Series tied 1-1. Take a look at it, man. I like the Penguins. You did real good on the hockey yesterday. Parks, don't forget, we'll have our picks coming up. Brought to you by Parks. That's about 1:30. Don't forget the 4 for 4 Casino and Sportsbook. Parks, Casino Street Road, Ben Salem. The 4 for 4 hometown casino of choice. Download the Parks Sportsbook app, and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's right, $500. Download the app. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code FANATIC to get your risk-free bet up to $500. Their website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. You got to be 21. Present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.